Now, it's being claimed train ticketing changes caused by the expansion of contactless payments in the southeast mean the price of travelling on some services has soared. Conservative MP for Reigate, Rebecca Paul, says the new system risks pricing passengers out of rail altogether. Train operators like Thameslink say the changes mean many passengers will save money. Well, let's talk live to Neil Middleton, who's director of the campaign group Rail Future. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. What's the challenge with these contactless payments then?
The big challenge is that TfL's system, which is the system that's used, Transport for London system, is quite simple. You know, it's set up, it's a system set up to be good for the people of London. It's only got two fares, an off-peak fare and a peak fare, and the change from off-peak to peak happens at 9:30 in the morning. And typically, people travelling on National Rail services have changed from peak to off-peak earlier in the morning, say around 9:15 in the morning, and that's where people are getting caught out. You know, you want to get the first train, the first cheap train of the day, and suddenly that's later in the day. And the other big problem is although it doesn't affect Reigate so much, a lot of cheap weekend fares have disappeared.
It's always been a bit of you need a degree in rocket science to actually understand the best way to buy a ticket, and it's been a huge problem for years, hasn't it?
It has, and it's getting worse, of course, at the moment, because you're getting, although there is a long-term goal to simplify fares, as we make the changes, you're getting new fares, and the old fares aren't disappearing, so it gets more and more complicated at the moment. And, you know, I put together, Rail Future put together a paper advising people how to seek out the cheapest fare. And at the moment, using contactless is rarely the best option for anybody because it doesn't support rail cards either. And a lot of us, you know, can travel on rail cards. And in London, in the South East, anybody can buy a rail card to travel cheaper after 10 a.m. So it's getting worse and worse, more and more complicated, not simpler at the moment.
But lots of us just don't really have the time to do the amount of research that's required.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's so painful about it all is, you know, people like myself, you know, we're interested enough in the topic to go and do all that detailed digging and give the advice. But the whole point of contactless is you want to be confident that you can just turn up, tap and go, and it'll be the cheapest, and that the rules that you need to follow are very simple. But as was said, you know, Reigate are really losing out on this. Because suddenly their off peak fare is a lot later in the day, and then they get into the nightmare of things like split fares, because actually it could be cheaper for somebody from Reigate to buy a ticket to Redhill and then buy another ticket from Redhill to London, and that's just stupid.
I mean, I know the railway companies say that the desire is to make it easier and for people to save money. So what needs to happen to stop this anomaly?
The big thing that needs to happen in the short term is that contactless needs to support rail cards, so that it becomes closer to the guaranteed cheapest option, which is what you really need. Is giving people the confidence that if they tap and go, it's going to be the cheapest.
Neil, thank you very much indeed for your time. Neil Middleton is director at the campaign group Rail Future.
This is LBC News.